appointed to the post, which people were trying, through the Empress Maria Fedorovna, to obtain for the Baron. Anna Pavlovna almost closed her eyes to signify that neither she nor anyone else could pass judgment on what the Empress might be pleased to see fit to do. "Baron Funk has been recommended to the Empress Mother by her sister," was all she said in a dry, mournful tone. "But about your own family," she said, "do you know that your daughter, Princess Ellen, since she has come out, charms everybody? People say she is as beautiful as the day." The prince bowed in token of respect and acknowledgement. "But I'm not pleased with your youngest son, Anatole. Between ourselves, people have been talking about him to Her Majesty and commiserating you." Prince Vasily frowned.
"What would you have me do?" he said at last. "You know I have done everything a father could do, and they have both turned out des ambassies. Hippolyte is at least a quiet fool, while Anatole's a fool that won't keep quiet. That's the only difference."
Anna Pavlovna pondered a moment. "Have you ever thought of marrying your prodigal son, Anatole? People say," she said, "that old maids have a mania for matchmaking. I have never been conscious of this failing before, but I have a little person in my mind who is very unhappy with her father, a relation of ours, the young Princess Bolkonsky."